The following message was recorded at New Beginnings Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Please feel free to duplicate and share this message as you feel led. And you are invited to visit us at New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. If you have any questions, call us at 985-781-4663. And may God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Good to see Facebook and on the webpage. We're so glad you decided to join us. It's our desire that you'll experience God as if you were in the room with us. So we're so glad that you could come. We've got a great, good friend of mine who's coming to preach for us today. So that'll be a treat. Dr. Ray L. Larry. A better introduction in a little bit, but our worship team leader is sick, so Rowan Becky aren't here, so Jim Corbin's going to be playing some worship music from the media booth, so we'll worship the Lord that way, and then when the music and worship is done, we'll get into the rest of what we have to do here today. So let's all stand and we'll get started with a word of prayer. Father, it's so good to be in the house of God. Lord, thank you that we could get out to church today, to be here in fellowship with one another. Lord, I pray your will would be accomplished in this place. Amen. That you would just pour out your Holy Spirit, that each one of us would hear exactly what it is you, the living God, would say to us, your children today. We all have our issues, Lord, whether physical or financial or just disappointments and all the different things that affect us in our daily life. But as we come here today, we shed those things. We look to the cross. We look to you to meet our needs according to your riches and glory. We love you, Lord. We pray for the healing of those that are sick, especially Rowan Becky, Lord, that you would, whatever this is that's got them, Lord, I pray it's not COVID, so whatever it is, I ask you to heal them, make them whole. Lord, we love you, and we pray together in the glorious name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And all the kids said, Amen. By the way, I want to welcome a new visitor here today. His name is Nick Rebo. Yeah. Nick has been off traveling the world wherever he was, but he's back today. So good to see you, Nick. We miss you. All right. All right, Jim, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to worship the Lord.
Call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee.
There's a table that you've prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. There's a table you've prepared for me in the presence of my enemy. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. And I believe you've overcome. My battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. In the valley, I know that you're with me. Surely your goodness and your mercy follow me. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving. This is how I fight my battles. Yeah. And I believe you've overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for what you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I.
every anxious thought that steals my breath. It's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake and wonder what the future will hold, help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength 'cause I'm not strong enough to win this fight. You are greater than the battle raging in my mind. I will trust you, Lord. I will fear no more. I will lift my eyes, I will lift my cares, lay them in your hands, I'll leave them there. When the wind and waves are coming, you shelter me.
Fill my
So worthy,
yes.
Worthy is your name, the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus. How sweet it is from the day that the angel announced it to Mary, thousands of years ago, until this day, still the sweetest name of all, Jesus. At the sound of that name, the sinners are converted into saints. The sick are healed.
Hallelujah.
The discouraged are encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Where there's no hope, hope arrives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can call on that name today. And we know that you meet our needs, not according to our abilities, but according to your riches and glory. Oh, how we love you, Lord. How we love you. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
We set our hearts on you. You can change our sins and remove them forever and ever. You can impart to us a righteousness that we can't achieve on our own. Only you can give it, Lord.
Amen.
You take that which was dead and make us alive.
Amen.
You take that which is hopeless, and you give us royal robes of righteousness to wear. You inscribe our name in the Lamb's Book of Life in the heavenly portals. And one day, when this earth is finished, one day, in your presence, you'll open that book, and you'll read our names in that book, and invite us into the New Jerusalem, to live with you forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, such thoughts are just too lofty for us mortal men, but we believe it, Lord, by faith. By faith in you, Lord. We trust in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that if we would believe in you, we would not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory forevermore. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, glad y'all all here. Just to tell you again, those of you who might have been in a little late, is that Becky and Roe were not well, and so they're not here this morning.
So, I talked to him.
That's why Jim had to fill in with the music. And thank you, Jim, for doing that.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Maestro.
Just a little bit of information. You know, last week we finished our 21-day fast, and we had a day of celebration, and we had a special offering, which was a lot of fun. As you know, we don't pass the basket here, but we have all the boxes on the back wall. We give gifts. And but on ending the fast, we put the basket in the front, and everybody got to come up and give their gift. Well, this little old church gave over $3,039, is that right, Janine? Something like that?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. So thank you. The Lord bless you for having given.
$3,339.
$3,339. That's pretty good. That's even better. So if you weren't here and you'd like to give a fasting gift, it's a special gift, just write off the check and at the bottom of it, put fasting. Or you can put your credit card in the basket, and we'll fill it in for you, all right? No, seriously, I'm always amazed at the generousness of this congregation. So thank you. The Lord bless you for it. I had a really great sermon prepared for today. It's actually a new series out of the book of Ruth. So if you want to read Ruth, you can read it. It's about everlasting and love that's described in the book of Ruth and how it goes on and on and on. But my good friend who's here today, Dr. Rayel Larry and his wife, Maxine, and his daughter, Beth, are here today. They were pastors here in Slidell for 20-some-odd years?
Six.
26 years. And just when we were getting to be really good friends, they moved up into the Shreveport area. And your church is actually in Arkansas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's pastoring up there, but he's down here. He just happened to be free this Sunday. And so I decided to put my sermon on the back burner and do something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And asked Brother Ray if he'd come and preach for us. You know, it's hard to introduce some folks, and it's hard to introduce them because you don't know where to start. But I can tell you that he's a pastor. He's been serving the Lord for a lot of years. He was formerly a federal bank examiner in another life. God put him in the ministry. He's really involved with the Ministerial Alliance of Greater St. Tammany. He's involved with Slidell Ministers Association. He's involved with Right to Life. He's involved in everything. In fact, if I wanted to know what was going on, I'd just call Ray because he'd tell me. But the best thing about him is he let me be his friend. And we've forged a great friendship that's just, you know, it's hard to find people sometimes that you find so much in common with that gives you reasons to be friends and to laugh and to be silly. He's going to be serious here today, probably. He's all dressed up. But I know him when he's not, all right? You know, when he's He's goofing off and having fun, and he's just got a great sense of humor. He and Maxine and Beth are just delightful people. I know that God moves us around, but boy, I tell you what, I've had a talk with God about it, and he told me to mind my own business. So I got the message, but I still miss him, and I'm glad he's here, and he's trying to sell his house and do some other things. He's still got some more business in Slidell before he moves permanently. So with that said and done, I am going to let Brother Ray come up here and just share the word, say whatever is on his mind and his heart. So let's welcome him with a good New Beginnings Church welcome. All right.
Amen. Thank you, Mars. Let us pray. Eternal and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to preach and proclaim thy powerful and thy precious word. We pray now for a fresh anointing for how to go forth and do thy will. We love you. We magnify, we glorify you for all that you have done. We pray now that thou just hide me behind the cross, that they might see more of you and less of me. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted by the Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' name that we pray. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
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 We thank Morris for that. Pastor Morris, excuse me, for that introduction. Amen. And for this opportunity to declare God's word on this morning. Amen. We're so thankful for him and this path for the what they poured into our lives and we poured together. As Morris said, we laugh together. Y'all saw us together somewhere. You think we're real brothers. Amen.
We are.
That's right. Amen. We are in Christ. Amen. So we're thankful for that. Amen. Brother Nick, good to see you. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse number 18. 1 Peter 3 and 18. I'm going to read from the New International Version, Mars. Amen. The NIV version. Amen.
That's a private joke.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. Amen. 1 Peter 3 and 18. Amen. If you got to say amen, up yourself on, maybe up on the screen. Amen. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit.
Amen.
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Amen. And with the aid of the Holy Spirit, chose to study this morning, he suffered for us.
Yes.
He suffered for us. Amen. First of all, giving praise to Almighty God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his precious Holy Spirit, who leads us and guides us, to Pastor Morris, to the other members of this church and other churches. Let me go on record this morning and say that it is good to be here, to be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day. Amen. He suffered for us. Amen. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I don't take my preaching assignments lightly. Amen. I'm in my 35th year of preaching, amen, come August 22nd. Amen.
Wow.
34 year of pastoring, amen. He suffered for us. Peter is our writer this morning, whose name was Simon before he became an apostle. He was a fisherman by trade. He was brought to Jesus by his brother Andrew, amen. Somebody brought you to the Lord, amen. I hope you remember that, amen. Somebody brought you to the Lord, amen. Peter was writing to a time when it was not okay to be a Christian, amen. He wanted to console them during their suffering and to co-opt them for faithfulness and the duty to the Jewish believers were being persecuted. They were in the midst of persecution. Peter said, but it's okay. You've got more to gain in Christ. You have a loss out there in the world, amen. So, but he said, I want to console you now. So he's writing now to the Jewish believers who were being persecuted because they're no Christ-like folks, amen. They've converted from Judaism over to Christianity. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that God has a plan for us. God has a plan for us. But his plan began long before Calvary. Those points up there, amen. I'm not sure y'all looking at. Ah, amen. You take him down right now. You're going to get him ahead of it. Amen. All right, y'all, number one, God, that's how we good. God has a plan for us. Amen. But his plan began long before Calvary.
Foundation of the world.
Amen. When man sinned in the garden.
Yeah, that's right.
Genesis 3 and 8. Look what they said. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Wait a minute. You heard the voice of God walking? Voices don't walk. Yeah. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Voices don't walk.
That's right.
Amen. It was Christ, a pre-incarnate Christ, who thought enough of Adam and Eve that he wrapped himself in some form and went down into God to see about his creation. Yeah. I wish I had some help this morning. Yeah. They tried to hide. And I stopped by it, and that's when they first, we see, I call it homemade religion. They took fig leaves and covered themselves. I'm skipping ahead. I'm not giving you the whole story.
That's
and tried to cover themselves. And when Christ came down to look, he said, where art thou? Wait a minute. This is an omnipotent Christ. He's an omniscient Christ. He's all-knowing.
Yes.
He knew where they were.
Yes.
But look, the question was, where? I know where you are physically, but where are you mentally?
Yeah.
Where is your mind? Earl, that's you over there. Amen. Where is your mind? And where is your mind? So he came looking for them. Amen. Voices don't walk. So Christ came looking for them. I stop by and tell God, no matter where you are, the Lord can pick you up. I wish I had some help this morning. No, no matter how low down you become or how far in sin you come, God can pick you up. He thought enough to go down and check out them and say, Adam, where art thou? They were naked, but look what God had to do. They tried their homely religion with fig leaves, but fig leaves would not do. Some animal had to die. Genesis 3 and 21 said they were naked. Lord God made coats of skin. It didn't talk about it in the Bible. How did he get coats of skin? Some animal had to die.
Yes.
There was a sacrifice made in the garden for us. I wish I had some help this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Genesis 3 and 15 said, and I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. War is declared.
Yes.
There's a continual warfare between grace and corruption.
That's
between
right.
Heaven and hell. Heaven and hell can never be reconciled.
Right.
Heaven and hell can never be reconciled.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. The devil bruised the heel of Christ, but I stop by to tell you, amen, Christ bruised the head of Satan. I wish I had to. Yeah. He bruised his heel, but he wounded his head. He suffered for us. So God had a plan for us.
Yes,
amen. Not only did God had a plan, but y'all see the sake. God, what was his purpose? What was God's purpose? What was God's purpose sending his son Jesus? That he might bring us to God.
Yes.
That he might bring us to God.
Yes.
That he might bring us to God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That Greek word, and it means to bring in the Greek, amen. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, amen, but it means to bring, amen. The Jewish background, bringing to God those who come up to be priests. God's instruction, bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tent maker. So only the priest had access to God. Only the priest had access to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The layman could not only go so far in the temple. There was a court of the Gentiles, the court of the women, the court of the Israelites. But they had to stop. But there was a court of the priests.
Yes.
They could not go any further, amen. But I'm so glad that God had a plan, a purpose, a plan, amen, a purpose to bring us to God.
Yes.
He wanted us to get closer to God.
Yes.
Yeah, just a closer walk with thee. I wish I had some help this morning, amen. Yeah, just a closer walk with thee, amen. He said, I want to bring you closer to God. But Jesus himself, Christ, brings us to God. He opens the way for us, amen, to be in his very presence of God. If you've ever been in the presence of God, your life ain't been the same anymore, amen. If you've ever been in his presence, you've ever had a little talk with God, you've ever had a little talk with him, everything will be all right. Somebody said, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right, amen. Well, I can feel the fire. I wish I had some help this morning, amen. But amen, so God had a plan, but God has a purpose for us, amen, to make us be, amen, be in his present. Amen.
Amen.
The word that I was referring to in the Greek mean prosazygein. Amen. I got it. Amen. Prosazygein. Amen. It's a noun meaning the right of access to bring in. Through Christ we have access to grace to God the Father. Amen.
Yes.
So through that word we got access. Amen. Before we were shut out.
Yes.
But God said, I'm going to give you some access to me. Amen. I'm going to send my son Jesus that you might have access. Amen.
Yes.
At the court of the kings, there was a official who stood at the door. He was the introducer. He was the giver of access who should be able to admit it to the king's presence. And that person is Jesus Christ. And I wish I had some help. Amen. He gives us access to God. Otherwise, we couldn't get there.
Yes.
We couldn't go into his presence. Amen. We couldn't go into the Holy of Holies. But Jesus gave us access. Aren't you glad about it? Did you talk to him this morning? Amen. Did you have a little talk with Jesus? He said, I'll make everything all right. I wish I, Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
So God's plan was to redeem us. God's purpose was to bring us unto God. But what was God's provision? I wish I had some. I'm almost done now. Amen. What was God's provision? What was God's provision? Amen. Sin is that which interrupts that relationship which should exist between God and man. Christ suffered once for sin. He was our sin offering. I wish I had some help. It was a righteous dying for the unrighteous. I deserve to die. I didn't deserve to be here, Brother Nick. But look what God looked beyond my faults. God looked beyond my faults and saw my every need. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad we got a God that stood? Amen. He became our sin offering for us. Aren't you glad about it? I should have been dead resting in my grave. But God made old death behave. Mars, can I act like I'm at home this morning? Amen. Can I act like I'm at home? Can I go ahead and preach like I would preach at the prophet? Amen. All right, let me go and preach a little while. Amen. Amen. He had a plan for us. He had a purpose for us. And then God had a provision for us. It was his son, Jesus. I wish I had some help this morning. He took that boy. He took Jesus. Wrapped him up in a human flesh. Sent him down through 42 generations. Born down. Amen. Amen. In another man's stable. Sat down at another man's table. Died another man's death. I'm talking about a poor Jesus. Didn't have one clothes hanger. Because he didn't have one robe to place on that hanger. I'm talking that Jesus. But Jesus walked there for 33 long years. Amen. Said, but oh, I can't stop here. I got to go to Calvary's cross. I got to work. God's got a place. He suffered for us. I got to go to Calvary. And let me stop by to tell you this morning, New Beginnings, there's nothing pretty about Calvary.
No.
He did not die between the cathedral between two candles. He died on the cross between two thieves. Look what they did. They whipped him all night long. He said, but I never said a mumbling word. I want you to imagine now how down on Calvary's cross. They beat him. They whipped him. Amen. Amen. They plucked his beard and said, testify with me. His body is bled, amen. That wasn't enough. They took a crown that was too small and placed it on his head. Drops of blood came down, amen, on Calvary's cross. I want you to imagine. Then they took Jesus and laid him down on an old Roman cross. Believe I fight, won't you nail in my hands? You believe I run, won't you nail in my feet? They nailed him to that old rugged cross. But I'm so glad, church, amen. They've been okay, they just let him die there on the cross. But they made a mistake. They messed around and lifted him up. He said, and if I lift him up, will draw all men unto me. He hung there between earth and glory. From 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock, he died on Calvary's cross. He died on Calvary's cross. How do you know he died? Matthew said he died. Mark said he died. Luke said he died. John said he died. James said he died. Peter said he died. He died on Calvary's cross. But I'm so glad, church. I'm like Paul Harvey. I know the rest of the story. Because dying went on. He took him down and placed him in a borrowed tomb. Said all night Friday night. Said all day Saturday. All night Saturday. But early, before the morning you had yet dried, before the eagle had stirred his nest, before the rooster had yet crowed, it was early on resurrection Sunday morning. But Jesus got all power in heaven and in earth. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to me what the Lord has done for me. What a mighty God we serve. So we see God's plan, we see God's purpose, and we see God's provision for us. What a mighty God we serve. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. When I think about Jesus, and all he's done for me, hell is down, well, he's gone. But he's coming back again.
Yes.
He suffered for us.
Yes.
He's gone. He stayed for 40 long days.
Yes.
Caught a cloud and went back home to glory.
Yes.
Sitting now on the right hand of his Father.
Yes.
But when we mess up,
yes,
we got a paraclete. We got to go between. We got somebody pleading our case before the Father. Aren't you glad about it?
Yes.
He suffered for us.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yes.
But he's coming back again.
Yes.
Will you be ready?
Yes.
Will you be ready?
Yes.
Will you be ready? May I?
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
May I look for you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, somewhere over
yes.
inside. May I look for you?
Yes.
I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know what the day is going to be, but may I look for you?
Yes.
Some glad morning.
Yes.
Some glad morning.
Yes.
Some glad morning.
Yes.
Some glad morning. When this life is over,
yes,
I'm going to fly away. I'm going to be at rest. I'm going to be at rest. All of my trials, all of my tribulations, all of them going to be all over. I'm going to be at rest. God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
Thank you for my brother. Thank you for sending him down here today.
Yes.
You
know,
yes. Interrupted our plans, Lord. With this man of God and his family. Lord Jesus, thank you for him. Bless him for having blessed us today. Lord, help him to sell his house. I know he's got to get that done. And Lord, bring in the right buyer with a pocket full of money. And just wants to buy that house and wait and get that over with him. Finish with you. You've called him to do.
Yes.
We thank you for him, Lord. Ask you to send him back down again to a distant future.
Thank
Let him come preach for us some more. Oh, how good you are, Lord. Thinking about the Lord. Just to get you excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Brother Jim had asked me if he could say something this morning, so I'll let Jim come on down here. And those of you who don't know this, and I'll just share this with you. Jim lost his precious wife just a couple of weeks ago, and we laid to the rest from this building just last week. So, he's walking the journey that not an easy one. But he's one of the most amazing men God's ever put in my life. Thank you, Jim Paul. You do.
Thank you.
Make my life rich.
You all do the same for me. He had to remind me that I did already thank you last week or whenever it was. But my mind doesn't work quite the way it used to, and it's going to take a while before it does again. But I really did sincerely want to express my gratitude and thanksgiving to every single one of you. I guarantee you, I'd be in much worse shape today if I didn't have the support of this family, every single one of you. And not only you, but our family, all around the world, brothers and sisters in Christ, who love one another just like Christ loved us and are willing to give whatever's necessary at any time, at any place. You all did that for me. And I just want to say thank you. God bless you. And I'm all right. I get teary-eyed when I remember her because I miss her.
Yeah.
But my heart is full of joy because I know she's up there right now dancing with Jesus and saying, hey, come on up. I'm waiting for you. So thank each one of you. God bless you and keep you. And You're all in my heart always. Thank you much.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm always amazed. I know some of you in this room have lost a spouse. And, Paul said that we don't mourn like those that don't have hope. And so we have the blessed hope. We know Priscilla's safe. We know Sue's safe. You know Robert's safe. And, I go down through this congregation of those who lost loved ones. But they're safe.
Amen.
I love what Jesus said. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places, many mansions. And this is the part of that passage of scripture that I like. Jesus said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you.
Amen.
Now, there's the creator of the universe giving you a promise. He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. And he said that place is prepared for us, and there's only one way there, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. So it gives us comfort. We mourn because we lose somebody, we love them. But we rejoice as we heard Reggie Hope sing that song at the funeral service. If you could see me now, you'd never want me to leave this place. Right. Well, if you could see me now. So, thank you, Jim, for thanking us. And Miss, what is your name again? Miss Wally? Yeah. Sherry, you have something you want to tell us? You want to come up here so people can hear you? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to sign off of our website and sign off of YouTube and off of our Facebook account. And God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week, and you'll get to hear me.
Right.
If you're looking for preaching on that, you won't get it. Well, maybe I'll get you. Why don't you record your sermons, give them to me, and I'll just move my lips and let it go. Hallelujah.